turn to 1 John chapter 4. 1 John chapter 4 verse 5 and 6 as we continue in our study today. And 1 John 4 and 5 says here, they are of the world, therefore they speak as of the world, and the world hears them. We are of God. He who knows God hears us. He who is not of God does not hear us. By this we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. It says here, they are of the world. Who are they? If you read these two scriptures, there are three times he speaks on hearing. Hear them. Three times. And here the world does not hear the word of God. They are of the world, therefore they speak, they of the world, and the world heareth them. So the world heareth who? The false teachers. The world hears very good the false doctrines. But when it comes to the true doctrine of God, they don't hear. They don't get it. They don't hear. So the topic that I would give today is hearing, not the true gospel. Hearing, not the true gospel. As we saw last week in 1 John, we saw that he is, that is in us, that he is greater that is in us than he who is in the world. Now, as we flow in the same context, we see again the difference between the Christian and the unbeliever. Unbeliever is of the world, but the Christian is born of heaven. So John speaks to the people who are of the world, referring, of course, to the false teachers. If you remember, the main context is on this, is false teachings, false doctrines. If you remember that Christ is the light of the world, right? Christ is the light of the world. So Satan also, we saw, can transformed into a light of an angel. He's a good counterfeiter. Did Christ appointed apostles? Yes, Christ did appointed apostles, right? So Satan too has apostles. We saw that in 2 Corinthians 11:13. And so this makes, what does it lead to? Christ has a gospel. And who else has a gospel? Satan has a gospel. What do you see here? A good counterfeiting program. Christ has a gospel. Satan has a gospel too. And multitudes of people are deceived by the gospel of Satan. So when it comes to the root of the problem, where does the false Christians or the false teachers differ from the true Christianity? It is what? The heart of the issue is the gospel. Heart of the issue is the gospel. People are saved only by hearing the true gospel, because it is the power of salvation. It can bring a dead sinner to life. There is a false gospel. If there is Satan who is a good counterfeiter, there is a false gospel. And the Bible warns about this false gospel. 2 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 4. Apostle Paul said, becomes preaches another Jesus whom we have not preached, or if you receive a different spirit which you have not received, or a different gospel which you have not accepted, you may well up with it. It's easy to receive another gospel. That's what Apostle Paul is saying. If you preach another gospel, many will follow that. It's a counterfeit gospel because it's so pleasing to the flesh. In Galatians chapter 1 verse 6, it talks about, again, on the false gospel. Galatians 1 6. Apostle Paul is saying here, I marvel that you are turning away so soon from him who called you in the grace of Christ to a what? To a different gospel. And then verse 8, he says, verse 7, he says, which is not another, but there are some who trouble you and want to pervert the gospel of Christ. Verse 8 says, but even if we are an angel from heaven, preach any other gospel to you than that we have preached, to let him be accursed. The word there is the most powerful, the word accursed is anathema, meaning it's the most dangerous or it's a very scary Greek word, means that if any other person preach another gospel, let it be a divine curse from God. That's what it is. But the world hears this counterfeit gospel very good. The world will acknowledge the counterfeit gospel. The world will approve it because it's pleasing to the flesh. Because Satan knows scripture. The world, he uses the Bible. He knows scriptures. And he will twist the scriptures from the truth into error. Now, of course, we know that the church, in Matthew chapter 13, verse 38, Jesus said, the field is a world. The good seed are the children of the kingdom, but the tares are the children of the wicked one. Here we'll see the church is mixed. Okay, the world is, church has become worldly, so it's kind of mixed together. But one day God is going to separate the sheep and the goats. So, for us to know the counterfeit gospel, we need to know the true gospel first. If I give you $100, a counterfeit, which is exactly, looks like a true $100 bill, you will not know that it's a counterfeit. But if I take it to a banker and give, they will at once know, because they always handle money. So if you always handle the truth, you will know the error. So we need to know the true gospel first. And I know I have preached this before, but it's so important that we need to know it again. Because many times we come people on the street. Many times we come across other people who doesn't know the true gospel. Or even some people who say they're Christians, but they don't know the gospel. But we need to know what is the true gospel is. So I want you to pay good attention. I don't want your minds to go everywhere else and different places, and, you know, have good attention, as because this is really important. Of course, today the modern gospel has been presented to the sinner to solve their immediate problems. Right? Anybody have problems except Jesus? He'll take care of your problems. Immediately Jesus will come like Santa Claus. He will take all your problems away. He will take care of your practical needs. So you can have a good life on this earth. As a result, there is no true repentance. No holy living before God. They are looking for their selfish reasons to solve their problems. God is presented as a very loving person who will wink at people's sins and give bear hugs to everybody. That's not the God of the Bible. The good news has to do with the bad news. And the bad news is that the wages of sin is death. That's the bad news. If there is no sin, there are no sinners, right? And if there are no sinners, you don't have to be saved, right? Saved from? Right? And if you don't have to be saved, there's no salvation, right? So salvation means what? Deliverance.
Saved from what? We need to be saved, delivered from what? From sin and the wrath of God that is going to come. Because the Bible says that we are saved from the wrath of God. And a lot of times we don't see how awesome, how majestic, how powerful, how holy God is. We have put God to our own level. And we treat God like our own level. And that is just like any other pagan deities, we treat our majestic holy God. But the Bible says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And the knowledge of the holy understanding. And here, what happened today is, why there's so much sin, why there's so much worldliness, why there's no reverence to God, because there's no fear of God. The fear of God has gone. I'll tell you, if there's right this moment, if there's a great earthquake, people will wake up. First thing they remember is God. Just like what happened in New York. And we are living beautiful day, lot of sunshine, got a lot of food, got a job, got a house, we got clothes. What fear do I have? I got money in the bank. Everything is going so smoothly. I don't have any fear. Right? Wrong. Where is the fear? That's where we have... The reason is we don't see God as a holy, majestic, awesome God. We have been not taught that God is holy. That's why Hebrews chapter 12 verse 14, it says, Hebrews 12, 14, without holiness, nobody will see God. Without holiness, nobody will see God. Remember in Isaiah chapter 6 verse 3, how the angels cried out when they saw the majesty of God, when the angels are worshipping day and night, saying, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of His glory." You want to see the glory? Don't go to Disneyland. It's not in Las Vegas. Where is it? It's God. God of heaven is infinitely holy. When man confronts the presence of God, we will tremble in our sins. And here we see that God is infinitely holy, and how Isaiah, the man of God, the prophet of God, the man who speaks the word of God, the man who is good in the nation, when he saw the holiness of God, what did he say? "Oh, I'm so blessed. I've seen the Lord." Did he say that? Of course not. He said, "Woe is me, I am undone. I live in the midst of unclean. I'm a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of unclean lips. My eyes have seen the King of the hosts." Here, like Isaiah, we think we are good. We think we are okay. Everything is going on fine. Things are working out okay. But when we confront with the holiness of God, we realize that we are unholy. We are unrighteous, full of pride, impure, prone to hypocrisy, and we are defiled. We deserve what? The judgment. The reason is why we don't have a fear of God, why we don't have a sense of holiness, is do we truly get into the Word of God in reverence? Or is it you get your Bible, look for your Bible on Sunday? Where is my Bible? can find it? Or is it the only day that you open the Bible and you just trust in me to give you, fill you with the spiritual food? You're trusting in pastor, or you're getting second-hand food. It's second-hand things. Why won't you go first-hand, straight to God? Why won't you? That's what it is, coming to the Word truly daily in the Word of God, in the Bible. And if you remember the Israelites, when God descended to Mount Sinai with the Ten Commandments, what did they say? They said, let not God speak to us. They trembled in fear and said, let not God speak to us, lest we may die. And the true gospel is, it shows that God is infinitely holy and we are unholy. And that in Adam, when God told Adam, the day you eat from the fruit, you shall, you know, that is, God told them not to eat. The day you eat or you touch it, you will surely die. Of course, Adam was righteous before God. He was created in the very image of God. Of course, Adam had free will to obey or disobey. But when Adam ate that fruit, what happened? He spiritually died.